Obesity has long been recognized as a public health problem, but this week, the American Medical Association, the nation's largest professional organization of physicians, has taken the step of officially recognizing obesity as a disease. NPR's Allison Aubrey joins us now to talk about what this means. Hi, Allison.
Hi there, Robert.
What's the significance of declaring obesity a disease?
Well, I've spoken to a few physicians today who tell me that this is important because it can open the door to changes in the way obesity and obesity-related conditions are covered by insurance. I mean, currently, there's not a lot of incentive for doctors, particularly primary care physicians or family docs, to spend a lot of time on lifestyle or diet counseling because the reimbursement structure is really weighted much more towards procedures, not towards prevention. And even with treatments available, say bariatric weight loss surgery, currently some insurance plans don't cover the surgery or put up barriers that can make it tough to get. I spoke to Louis Aroney, who directs a weight control program at New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Medical Center, and he says it's really discouraging.
We still get claims denied. So if anything, our system is designed to do nothing until someone has complications of obesity. That just doesn't make sense.
But Allison, has what the AMA announced here, is this really a new way of thinking? Hasn't there already been a shift toward wellness and prevention that looks at obesity in a new light?
Well, you know, I think in some ways that this decision by the AMA to recognize obesity as a disease is a way of playing catch up, if you will. I mean, I think some people listening to us now might probably say, you know, duh, obesity is a problem. We have a country where about a third of adults are obese. So this is not a new conversation. We've all heard plenty about it. And from an economic perspective, the costs are clearly high. A recent estimate is that the nation spends about $190 billion a year on obesity-related costs. So, I mean, this is not lost on insurance companies and employers who offer health insurance.
So what are a few examples of how the coverage for treatment or prevention of obesity have begun to shift?
Well, you know, I can think of several. For instance, insurance coverage for nutrition counseling, for commercial weight loss programs, such as Weight Watchers, and diabetes prevention as well. Being overweight is a major driver of the development of type 2 diabetes. And for instance, Aetna, a major health insurance company, has begun offering a type 2 diabetes prevention program. So I think the fact that the nation's largest physician group has come out and said, hey, obesity is a disease, it may help nudge the medical system a little bit more towards new paradigms of treatment and prevention.
It's NPR's Allison Aubrey. Allison, thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.